Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for your morning update for this Monday, August 8th, brought to you by Everett's Old School Cycle. Hey, all you Harley-Davidson owners out there, there is a place to get your Harley worked on. Everett's Old School Cycle. Everett's is the only PhD-certified Harley-Davidson technician in the area and your one-stop shop for welding and machining, tires, oil changes, adjustments, and tuning and service. You know, Everett's is also a drag specialty and biker's choice dealer, along with Midwest, V-Twin Manufacturing, Dynojet, Jim's Dealer, Tab Exhaust, AMS Oil, and Lucas Oil dealers, too. You know, Everett's can get all the parts you need directly from Harley-Davidson. Oh, and by the way, they'll pick your bike up, too. Treat your Harley the way it should be treated by going to Everett's Old School Cycle. Call them up, 701-772-3232. Well, your weather today, sunny skies, looking at a high right around 85 degrees. A 14-year-old girl and 38-year-old man were hurt when the UTV they were in rolled on a muddy trail near Amarillo, about 20 miles west of Grand Forks Friday. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the girl was driving the UTV on a muddy prairie trail on a private property before 6 p.m. when she made a turn and lost control of the vehicle. The UTV made one full roll and then onto its driver's side. The man suffered severe injuries and was taken to All True Hospital in Grand Forks. The girl suffered minor injuries. Both were wearing seat belts. The Highway Patrol says no charges were filed as a result of that crash. Well, the Grand Forks Police Department's Education and Outreach Bureau, along with area underage buyers, conducted tobacco compliance checks on Thursday. Now, the underage buyers enter businesses that sell tobacco products under the supervision of a police officer. The team checked 16 businesses within the city of Grand Forks. Out of those 16 businesses checked, four of them failed. Well, residents living near 27th Avenue South and 11th Street in Grand Forks were asked to shelter in place after a man barricaded himself in an apartment. Police were attempting a warrant arrest for Blake Lund around 9:30 p.m. Friday. Lund barricaded himself, and the Grand Forks SWAT team was dispatched to apprehend him. Lund was taken into custody around 1:15 a.m. on Saturday morning. Well, after a marathon 27-hour weekend session to debate the U.S. Senate on Sunday, that's yesterday, passed a sweeping $430 billion bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, and raise some corporate taxes, a major victory for President Joe Biden that Democrats hope will aid their chances of keeping control of Congress in this year's election. It heads next to the House. Now, no Republican support of the legislation. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven says the Inflation Reduction Act creates higher taxes and more spending. Senator Kevin Cramer said instead of taking steps to fix the economic crisis, the Biden administration and the Democrats are doubling down on the dumb policies that created this mess in the first place. Well, I tell you what, the mayor's Back the Badge Ride is back for its second year. That's coming up August 24th from 4:30 to 9. Mayor Brandon Bochansky's excited to invite UTV, ATV, motorcyclists, and even golf cart enthusiasts together to enjoy a family-friendly recreation with Grand Forks City Limits while supporting the Grand Forks Police, Grand Forks Sheriff, and University Police Departments. As part of the festivities this year, they're excited to announce zero-gravity outreach, a motorbike and quad aerial display. Now, here's your chance to show off your support for these brave men and women who dedicate themselves each day to protecting our community. Schedule of events are coming soon. The Mayor's Back to Badge Ride, August 24th. If you want to register, go to the mayorsbackthebadgeride.com. Well, finally in sports, Fargo native Tyler Kleben has earned a spot on Team USA, the IHF World Junior Championships, which begins this week out in Edmonton, Alberta. Now, Kleben completed his sophomore season at UND this past spring, where he tallied 7 goals and 3 assists. He also had UND with a set plus 17 rating. Kleben paid for Team USA in the World Juniors during his freshman season at UND, as Team USA won the gold medal. Now, the 2022 version of the World Junior Championships were scheduled for late December through early January last winter, but were postponed due to COVID-19 concerns. Team USA is going to play Germany tomorrow night in its opening game in Edmonton. And the Twins lost in the 10th inning yesterday to the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 after a call was reversed by the umpire. One of the worst calls I've ever seen in baseball. If you get a chance to check out the replay, do it, all right? Twins are off today. Travel to L.A. They've got a 9-10 game tomorrow night. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and it'll be ready to come to its brand new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. If you'd like to help pets in need, contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. I tell you what, make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call them 701-775-3732. Well, Grand Forks County Commissioner Bob Ross joins us at 11 o'clock today to talk about home rule charters, elections, and more. So make sure you tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. Might win yourself some free stuff. Hey, Grand Forks is an awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.